Shvi. And the pasuk continues, Vayisu kol adas b'nei Yisrael, and the whole assembly of the b'nei Yisrael traveled mimidbar sin, from midbar sin l'masehem, according to their travels, al pi Hashem, through the word of Hashem, which the Mefarshim explain means with the anani hakovid, vayachanu b'refidim, and they camped in refidim, ve'ein mayim lishtoy sa'om, and there was no water for the to drink. The pasuk says l'masehem, they went according to their travels. What is the meaning of this word? Ramban learns that if you look in Parshas Maaseh, the Yidden did not travel directly from Midbar Sin to Rephidim, as the pasuk says over here in Pasuk Aleph, but rather the Yidden traveled Midbar Sin and they went to Dafka, and from Dafka to Olush, and first from Olush did they camp in Rephidim. And the pasuk over here in Parshas Beshalach is saying a shortened version of the travels. Therefore, the pasuk says Midbar Sin l'masehem, according to their travels, meaning the pasuk is shortening it and saying there were other travels in between Midbar Sin and Rephidim. And that is the lashon of l'masehem, according to the Ramban. Vayorav ha'om im Moshe, and the fought with Moshe. Vayomru, and they said, Tnu lonu mayim v'nishte, give us water to drink. Vayomru lehem Moshe, and Moshe said, Ma terivun imodi, why are you fighting with me? Ma tenasun es Hashem, why are you testing Hashem? Vayitzma shom ha'om lamayim, and the thirsted over there for water. Vayolen ha'om al Moshe, and the complained on Moshe, by Yomer, and they said, Lo mozeh elisonu mi Mitzrayim, why did you take us out of Mitzrayim? Lahomis oisi, to kill me, ve'ez bonai and my children, ve'ez miknai and my cattle, bat somo, with thirst. The Mefarshim speak about what is the Lushan in Pasuk Beis by Yorev Ha'om in Moshe. They fought with Moshe. Many times in this parasha, we find the Bnei Yisrael quarreling and complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Lashon of the Pasuk has always been Vayiloinu, and they complained. It never said a Lashon of Vayorev. We find earlier when they came to Marah and they did not have water, the Pasuk says in Perek Tesvav Pasuk Chof Dalet, Vayiloinu Ha'om al Moshe. And also when they came to Midbar Sin and there was no bread, the Pasuk says in Perek Tezayin Pasuk Beis, Vayiloinu Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael al Moshe Va'al Aaron. So why over here is the terminology Vayorev Ha'om? And the Ramban explains that there is a difference between Vayorev and Vayiloinu. Vayiloinu means they complained about something that they were actually missing. Like we find, there was no water in Marah, so they complained Vayiloinu al Moshe. And also in Midbar Sin, there was no food, they ran out of food. It says Vayiloinu. But over here, even though the Pasuk says in Pasuk Aleph, Ve'ein Mayim Lishtoy Sa'om, that only meant that in the area where they were, there was no water. But they still had water saved up from before. So they really did not need water at this time. Therefore, the Lashon is Vayorev Ha'om. It's a stronger Lashon. It means they were fighting and just looking for problems. And that's why Moshe answered them, Mati Rivini Madi, Mati Nasun Es Hashem. Why are you fighting with me? Why are you testing Hashem? You have water. It was only in Pasuk Gimel when they actually ran out of water does the Pasuk say, Vayitzma Shom Ha'om La'mayim, they were actually thirsty for water, they ran out of the water they saved up. Then it was Vayolem Ha'om Al Moshe. Then it was actually a Lashon Vayolem, they complained about something that they were missing. And only then do we find in Pasuk Dalet that Moshe Davin, Vayitzak Moshe El Hashem. And the Pasuk continues, Vayitzak Moshe El Hashem Lemer. And Moshe davened to Hashem, saying, Mo eseh lo omazeh, what shall I do to this nation? Oid ma'at usikoluni, if I wait a little bit longer, they will for sure stone me. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Avar lefnei ha'om, pass before the nation. It is not true what you are saying. Go before them. They will definitely not stone you. Why are you being mighty laws? Why are you spreading rumors about my children? V'kach itcha mizikne Yisrael, take with you from the elders of Klal Yisrael, and the purpose for that is, as witnesses, that the Yidden should not be able to say that the water that you are going to give them was there from before, but rather take the Ziknei Yisrael as witnesses to say that you took the water out of the rock, and this is new water. And your stick that you hit the Ya'ar with, even though it wasn't actually you who hit the Ya'ar by Makastam, it was Aaron. The Zohar says, since Moshe told Aaron to do it, and it was through his tziboy, it was as if Moshe himself hit the Ya'ar. So, umatcha asher ikisa bayis ha-Ya'ar, your stick that you hit the Ya'ar with, kach biyotcha, take in your hand, v'halochta, and you shall go. The reason why Hashem told Moshe to take the stick was because the Yidden were saying that this stick was only used for negative things, for punishment. It was used to punish the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim, and also to punish the Mitzrayim by the Yam. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, look, this is also used for good things. I will bring water out of the rock with this stick. Hineni oimed lefonecho. Behold, I will stand before you, Hashem says. Shom, over there, al hatzur, by the rock, b'choyrev in choyrev. V'ikisa vatzur, and you will hit in the rock. What does it mean, in the rock? Rashi says that the stick was made out of samperinun, which was a very hard substance, and it broke the rock in two. Therefore, v'ikisa vatzur, you will hit to the inside of the rock, it will crack. V'yotsu mimenu mayim, and water will come from the rock. V'shasa ha'om, and the om will drink. Ayas came Moshe, and Moshe did like this, la'enei ziknei Yisrael, in front of the eyes of the elders of Klal Yisrael, and they were the witnesses. Vayikra shem ha'mokim masa umariva. And Moshe called this place Masa Umariva. Why? Ariv b'nei Yisrael, because the b'nei Yisrael fought with Moshe, va'al nasoisam es Hashem, and because they tested Hashem, leimor saying, hayesh Hashem b'kirbenu im oyin. Is Hashem amongst us, or is He not amongst us? It's interesting that the place was called Masa Umariva, Masa first, and then Mariva, even though in the Parsha, it always speaks about the Riv b'nei Yisrael first, and then the Nasoisam es Hashem. Why does it say it in the reverse order? Let us go back now on the Rashis. Pasuk Beis, Ma Tenasun. Why are you testing Hashem? Loimar, to say, Hayucha loseis mayim be'eret siya. Can Hashem give water in a desolate land? Oid ma'at, Moshe said, just a little bit more and they will stone me. Im amtin oid ma'at, if I wait a little bit longer, uskoluni, and they will stone me. So Hashem answered, Avar lefnei ha'om, pass before the nation, ure'ei, and see im yiskalucha, if they really will stone you. Lomo hoitzeitza laz albonai, why are you spreading rumors about my children? V'kach itcha mizikne Yisrael, take with you from the elders of Klal Yisrael, le'edus, as witnesses, sheyiru, that they should see, she'al yodcha hamayim yoitzim natsur, that through you the waters are coming out of the rock. V'lo yomru, they should not say, mayonois hayusham yimekedem, there were wells there already from the early days. U'matcha asher akisa boyes hayar, and your stick that you hit the yar with, you should take in your hand. Matam aloyma asher akisa boyes hayar, why does this Torah stress the stick that you hit the yar with? Ela, only, Shehoi Yisrael Omrim, there were Yidden that were saying, Alamate, concerning this stick, She'enei Muchan El Leperonius, it is only used for punishment. Boy, look, a Pari U'Mitzrayim, Kama Makas B'Mitzrayim V'Alayom. With it, Pari and the Mitzrayim were hit, many Makos in Mitzrayim, and on the sea. L'Kach Nemar, therefore the Pasuk says, Asheri Kisa Boyes HaYor, take the stick that you hit the Yor with, Yiru ata, and see now, she'af l'toiva hu muchan, that the stick can also be used for good. And we find a similar idea in Parshas Korach, in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Rashi, where Rashi explains that the reason why Hashem told Moshe to use a ketores to stop the magefa over there was because the Yidden were also saying that the ketores was used only for bad things. It was a sam hamavis. Nadav Aviu died through the ketores, and so did the 250 people that were with Korach. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take this ketores, and I will show you that it can also do good things. It can stop the magefa. Zok Rashi Vaiter, V'ikisa Vatsur, and you should hit in the stone. Al Hatsur Loi Nemar, it does not say hit on the stone. Ela Vatsur, in the stone. Mikan, from here we can see, Shamate Hoyo Shalmin Dover Chozok, the stick that Moshe had was made out of a very strong material. Ushimoi Sanperinun, and its name is Sanperinun. Vatsur Nivka Miponov, and the rock was split because of this hard substance, because of this mate. And the pasuk continues, Vayovay Amalek, and Amalek came, Vayilochem im Yisrael, and they fought with Klal Yisrael b'Refidim, in Refidim. Rashi explains the juxtaposition of Vayovay Amalek and the previous pasuk, which states, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbenu im oyin. And he gives a mashal. There was a son that the father was carrying this son on his shoulders. And that son saw an object and said, Father, please give me this object. And the father would give it to him. And the son asked a second time, and the second time the father bent down and gave him the object, and so to a third time. They encountered a man, And the son said to this man, "Have you seen my father?" And the father said to him, "You don't know where I am, son? I've been giving you everything all along. Every object that you wanted, I bent down and I gave it to you. Why are you asking where I am?" And the nimshal is, over here we find that Hashem has been giving Klal Yisrael everything in the Midbar. They had Anani HaKovei. They had Mon. They had everything they can ask for. And still they asked, Hashayish Hashem b'kirbeinu imoyim. They were asking Hashem, "Where are you?" After all that Hashem did for them, what did Hashem do? He threw him down, just like the father throws down the son and throws him to the dogs. So too over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw down Klal Yisrael before Amalek, and they were attacked by Amalek. Vayomer Moshe el Yehoshua, and Moshe said to Yehoshua, "Bechar lonu anoshim, choose for us anoshim, men." As Rashi explains, it means giborim v'yirechet, people who were strong and were God-fearing people, that their schus and their merit would protect them. "Vitzei, and go out of the Anani HaKovet, hilochim ba'amolek, and wage war with Amolek. Machar, tomorrow, anoichi nitzav al rosh hagiva, I will stand on the top of the hill, umate ho'alikim biyadi, with the stick of Hashem in my hand." Vayas Yeshua, and Yeshua did like this, kasher omar lo Moshe, just like Moshe told him, lilochim ba'amolek, to fight against Amolek, u'moshe, and Moshe, Aaron, Moshe's brother Aaron, v'chur, and Moshe's nephew, Miriam's son, Chur, Alu Rosh HaGiva, they went up to the top of the hill. Just like we find that the din is that by a tainis you need three people to go before the Teva, to stand before Hashem, b'tfilah. So therefore, Moshe, Aaron, and Chur together went to the top of the hill. V'hoya kasher yorim Moshe yodai. And it was when Moshe picked up his hand, v'gavar Yisrael. And the Yidden won the war. But when his hands went down, the Govar Amolek, and Amolek started to win. Rashi brings down the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chavtes Amin Aleph, that says, was it really Moshe's hands that won the battle or lost the battle? Rather, the Torah is teaching you, as long as Klal Yisrael looked heavenward and subjected their hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they won the war. But when they did not, they would fall. And when Moshe's hands were up, they had more kavana and more emuna in Hashem. But when Moshe's hands went down, they did not have the same kavana, and therefore they started to lose the battle. Bidei Moshe kevedim, and the hands of Moshe became heavy. Rashi explains because he did not go to war himself. He should have done it himself. The fact that he chose Yehoshua was considered somewhat of an avera to him, and therefore his hands became heavy. Vayikhu Evan, and they took a stone. Aaron and Chor took a stone. Vayesimu Tachtav, and they placed this stone under Moshe. Vayeshev Oleho, and he sat on it. Vaharon Vechor Tamchu Viyadov, and Aaron and Chor were then able to support Moshe's hands. Mizeh Echor Umizeh Echor, one on each side. Vayehi, and Moshe was Yadav, with his hands spread to the sky, emuna, with a proper davening, adboy hashemesh, until the sun set. The Netziv in Hamak Dover explains that Moshe was 10 amas tall, and since he was very tall, Aaron and Hur were not able to reach the hands of Moshe in order to support it. Therefore, they took this stone in order that Moshe should sit down, and when Moshe was sitting down, they were able to reach his hands to support Mizeh Echad u'Mizeh Echad. Rashi explains the reason why Aaron and Chor took specifically a stone for Moshe to sit on and not some type of cushion or pillow. It was because he said, the Yidden are in Tsar, are in pain, so I also have to be in pain with them. I cannot be comfortable when they are fighting a war. Imoy anoichi b'tzara. Just like we found earlier in Parsha Shemois, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe b'sneh, in a bush, not in some fancy tree. And that was also because the Yidden are in Tsar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show, Imoy anoichi b'tzara, I am also in Tsar. Rashi points out, why does the Pasuk use a lashon of Adboy HaShomesh, that Moshe davened until the sun set, as opposed to just saying that he davened Ado Erev, until it was evening? And he explains that the Amalekim used to know how to calculate the hours through astrology to determine at what time they would be victorious. And Moshe made the sun stand in place for them. and juggle the hours in order that the hours should always be in a victorious time for the Bnei Yisrael. That is the Lashon Ad Boy HaShemesh, because he held the sun in the same place for many hours. And Yeshua killed the strong ones of Amalek and only left the weak ones alive. That's Amai and his nation, Lefi Charev, by sword. From here we see that this was done Al Pi Hatzivoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the command of Hashem. Because although we don't find in this parasha Hashem commanding Moshe to destroy Amalek, we only find Moshe saying to Yeshua what to do in Pasuk Tes. We know that this was done Al Pi Hadibur through Hashem by the fact that Yeshua only killed the strong ones and left alive the Chaloshim, the weak ones. So says Rashi. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, K'sav zoi zikaron ba'sefer, write this down as a remembrance ba'sefer, in a sefer, that the first nation to come against Klal Yisrael was Amalek. V'sim ba'ozne Yehoshua, and place this in the ears of Yehoshua, because Yehoshua will be the one who is Machnis, who will bring the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore tell Yehoshua, Ki mochoi emche esecher Amalek, that I will erase the remembrance of Amalek mitachas hashamoyim, from under the heavens. There is a famous Vilna Gaon who explains the pasuk of K'sav zoi zikaron ba'sefer v'sim ba'ozne Yehoshua. And he explains, when David HaMelech sent Yoav ben Tzruya to destroy Amalek, Yoav only killed the Zecharim, and he left the Nekevus alive. David asked Yoav, doesn't the pasuk say, Timche, mochoi emche es zecher Amalek, doesn't he say that you should erase the zecher Amalek, the whole remembrance of Amalek, which includes Zecharim and Nekevus, male and female? So why did you allow the Nekevus to remain alive? And Yoav replied that his Rebbe taught him, when it says Mochoi Timche, it's read Mochoi Timche es Zachar Amalek, erase the males from Amalek and not the Nekevos. So we see from here that even if the pasuk says Beferish Mochoi Timche es Zechar Amalek, it is possible to make a mistake and read the word Zachar instead of Zechar. Therefore, it wasn't enough for Moshe to write it down in the Torah, K'soiv Zois Zikorim Basefer, to write it down as a remembrance in the Sefer Torah, because in the Sefer Torah there are no Nukudais, and one can read it Emche es Zachar Amalek. Therefore it says V'sim Ba'ozne Yehoshua, it was necessary for him to say it Baal Peh to Yehoshua in order that he would know how to pronounce the word Zecher and not Zachar. And the pasuk continues, Vayiven Moshe Mizbeach, and Moshe built a Mizbeach. Vayikur Shmoi Hashem Nisi, and he called the Mizbeach a name that would be a remembrance that Hashem did Nisim for us. Not that the name of the Mizbeach was Hashem, but rather he called it a specific name, and that name would be a remembrance that Hashem did Nisim for us. Vayomer, and Moshe said, Ki Yod Al Keizka, the hand of Hashem is uplifted over his throne to swear Nochama Lashem ba'amolek midar dar, that Hashem will have a war against Amalek from generation to generation. And Rashi explains that we see that the word case, the word throne, which is kisei, is cut short, and also the name Hashem, Yud K, is also cut short. It is not the complete name of Yud K Vav K. It is because that Hashem's name and Hashem's throne is not complete until Amalek is destroyed. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Ches, Vayovai Amalek, Samach Parsha Zu Lemikrozeh. This Parsha of Vayovai Amalek is juxtaposed to the Pasuk before. Loimar to say, Tamad Ani Beinechem. Hashem is saying, I am always amongst you, umezuman and prepared lichol torcheichem for all your needs. Va'atem oimrim hayesh Hashem b'kibeinu, and you are asking, is Hashem amongst us im oyin or not? Chayechem, I swear by your lives, she'akelev bo v'noishich eschem, the dog, referring to Amalek, will come and bite you. V'atem soyakim elai, and then you will scream to me, v'teidun heichon ani, and then you will know where I am. Mashal, this is a parable, la'odom she'hirkiv b'noi al-kasefai, to a person that was riding his son on his shoulders. V'yotzoladerech, and he was going on the way. Ha'yo'ose ben roi'chefetz, this son saw an object, va'omer, and he said, Abba, Father, tul chevet zeh, take this object, detainly, and give it to me. V'hu naisenlai, and the father gave it to him. V'chein shniyah, and this happened a second time, v'chein shlishis, and a third time. Pogu ba'odam echad, they then met a person, Amar loy oise haben, and the son said to this person, Ra'isa es abo, did you see my father? Amar loy oviv, the father then said, Ein cho yodea hechnani, don't you know where I am? I've been giving you all these objects all along the road. Hishlichu me olav, the father threw the son from on top of him, uvo hakelev v'noshchoy, and the dog came and bit him. So to here, when the Yidden did not know where Hashem was, he threw them down to Amalek. But so Rashi, Bechar lanu anoshim, choose for us anoshim, li v'lecha, for me and for you. Moshe said, me and you, Yahushua. Hishveulai, he compared Yahushua to himself. Mikan omru, from here they say, yehi kavoy talmidcha, chaviv olecha kishalecha. The honor of your Talmud, which over here is Yahushua, should be beloved upon you like your own covet. Since Moshe compared Yahushua to himself, Bechar Lanu, therefore we see that your Talmud's honor should be equivalent to your own honor. Ukvod chavercha k'moyre rabcha minayin, where do we know that the honor of your friend should be equivalent to the fear of your Rebbe? Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar Yudbeis, Vayomer Aaron el Moshe, be Adoni. Aaron said to Moshe, please my master. So Aaron called Moshe Adoni, my master. V'haloi Aaron gadol me'ochiv, wasn't Aaron older than his brother? V'oseu es chaveri k'raboi. But he was making his friend Moshe just like his Rebbe. By the fact that Aaron called Moshe Adoni, we see from here that the honor of your friend should be equivalent of the fear of your Rebbe. Although one can ask on this raya that Lemaisa, Moshe was the Rebbe of Aaron. So maybe that's why it says, be Adoni. Aaron called Moshe Adoni because Moshe was his Rebbe. So how can this be a raya to all over, that the honor of your friend should be equivalent to the fear of your Rebbe? Moira Rabcha k'moira Shemayim, and the fear of your Rebbe should be equivalent to the fear of Shemayim, minayin. Where do we know this from? Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Adoni Moshe k'loim. In Parshas Baal Oischa, Yahushua said, my master Moshe k'loim, destroy Eldad Umeidad for saying this nevuah. Kalem min ha'olam, destroy them from the world. Chayovim hen k'liya, they are chayev to be destroyed. Hamardim b'chot, the ones who rebel against you. Ki'ilu mardu b'hakadosh baruch hu, as if they rebelled against Hashem. So we see that the fear of your Rebbe is like the fear of Shemayim, because Yeshua said they must be destroyed for going against your honor, Moshe, as if they went against the honor of Hashem. Vitzehi lochem, go out and fight. Where are they going out from? Tzeh min ha'onon v'ilochem boy, go out of the cloud and fight with Amalek. Machar, tomorrow, be'ez ha'melchama, at the time of the war, anoichi nitzav, I will be standing on the hill. Bechar lonu anoshim, choose for us anoshim. What does it mean by anoshim? Giborim v'yirechet, people who are strong, and also God-fearing people. Shetehei zechusan misayasan, this way, their merit will save them and help them win the war. And the Mepharshim ask, why was it necessary for them to choose giborim, strong people, once they are yirechet, and Hashem will protect them because of their schusim? Why did they have to be giborim? I saw a teretz in Sefer Gan Rove, who explains, based on the Gemara, that says that by tzaddikim, the mon came to their doorstep, as opposed to rishayim, where they had to go further out into the field to get the mon. There is also a medrash that says that the sick people and the weak people had the mon also coming to their doorstep. So the question is over here, how did Moshe and Yahushua know who the tzaddikim were in order to take them for the war? And if you'll say that they looked at where the mon came, if the mon came to their doorstep, they must be tzaddikim, it could be that maybe they were getting mon at their doorstep because they were also weak. That is why the Pasuk is saying that they took Yiborim v'Yirechet. They were really only looking for Yirechet. But how would they know if somebody was just a Yirechet? Just because the mon was by their doorstep, it could be they were weak. So therefore they took Yiborim v'Yirechet, people who were strong, and Yirechet. So since they were Yiborim, for the fact that they were Yiborim, they would not have mon at their doorstep. It must be they had mon at their doorstep because they were Yirechet. And that was the way they were able to find who was roy to go to the war. Davar acher zakrashi, another pshat in anoshim, bechar lanu anoshim sheyoidim levatel kashofim, choose people who know how to nullify witchcraft. because the people of Amalek knew how to win the wars through witchcraft, and therefore choose people who know how to nullify this act. Moshe, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the mountain. Mikan, from here we see the tainus, when somebody is fasting, by a fast day, you need three people to pass before the Amud. Since Moshe and Aaron and Hur were fasting, that's why they came as a threesome on the hill. Hur, who was Hur? Binoshel Miriam Haya. Hur was the son of Miriam. The Kalev Bala, and Kalev was the husband of Miriam. So Kalev married Miriam, and their son was Hur. Kashiyara Moshe, when Moshe's hands were uplifted, were the hands of Moshe the reason for the Yidden being victorious? Like the Gemara explains in Rosh Hashanah, that when Moshe's hands were up and raised, then they would win the war because the Yidden would have better kavana and more emunah. Bidei Moshe kevedim, and the hands of Moshe were heavy. Why was Moshe punished that his hands should become heavy during the war? Bishvil shinitz atzel, since he was lax in the mitzvah of going to war, umana achar tachtav, and he appointed somebody else instead of him, namely Yehoshua, nisyak ruyodav, his hands became heavy. Vayikhu, and they took, who took? Aaron v'chur. Evan, they took a stone by Yosimu Tachtav and they placed it under Moshe. Moshe did not sit on a cushion or a pillow. Omar, Moshe said, Yisrael Shruyim Bitzar, the Yidden are in a situation of pain. Afani Eye Imohim Bitzar, I will also be with them in pain, and I would not sit on some soft, comfortable pillow, but rather on a rock. Vayehi Yodav Emuna, Vayehi Moshe, and Moshe was Yodav, his hands, Be'emuna. Perushes Hashamayim, his hands were spread out to the sky, Betfila Ne'mono Unechoina, with a trustworthy prayer and a proper prayer. Adboy Hashemesh, Shehoyu Amalekim Mechashvins Esashoyz Be'istraglugyo, since the Amalekim would calculate the hours through astrology, Be'ezu Shohem Noitzchim, when were the best hours for them to be victorious? Behemed Lohem Moshe Chamo, therefore Moshe stopped the sun, and mixed around the hours. This way, Klal Yisrael would always be in a victorious time. It means that he cut down and cut off the heads of the strong ones. He only left alive the weak ones. Yeshua means Yeshua left alive the weak Amalekim. And he did not kill all the Amalekim. Mikan on Oloimdim, from here we learn Sha'osa Piyadibor Shoshchina, that Moshe and Yeshua did according to the Tzivu, the command of Hashem. Although the Pasuk does not mention in this parsha any command of Hashem, we just find Moshe speaking to Yeshua, but from the fact that Yeshua just killed the Giborim and left the Chaloshim alive, we see that this was done al piyadibor. K'soiv Zaisi Koran, write this as a remembrance, Shebo Amalek Lizdavik Liyisrael, that Amalek came to fight with Klal Yisrael, Koidim L'chola Umais, before any other nation, V'sim Ba'ozne Yeshua, and place it in the ears of Yeshua. Why in the ears of Yeshua? Hamachnis as Yisrael Oretz, the one who will bring the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. Sheitzave as Yisrael l'shalom lo eskemulai, that he should command Klal Yisrael to pay them, to pay back Amalek for what they did wrong. Kan nirmaz loy l'Moshe, over here it was hinted to Moshe, she Yeshua machnis as Yisrael Oretz, that Yeshua will be the one to lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And we really see this earlier in Parashat Shemos, where the pasuk said that Moshe said, "Shalach no biyatishlach." Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Don't send me to Paro, but rather send in the hand of the person that you will always send with." And Rashi says that means Yeshua. So we see that Moshe already knew that Yeshua will be the one to lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. But that does not mean that Moshe knew that he would not go into Eretz Yisrael, because we find later on in Sefer Bamidbar that Moshe still thought he was entering Eretz Yisrael. So it must be that he knew that he would not lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, but he still thought that he would actually enter, until later on when he did the Avera by the Mei Meriva, when he was informed that he is not going into Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi, Ki mochoi emche, because I will erase, lekach ani mazhircha kein, that's why I am warning you to tell Yeshua, Ki chafetz ani limchaisai, because I desire to erase and destroy Amalek. Vayikra Shemai, and Moshe called the name of the Mizbeach Hashem Nisi. Vayikra Shemai shal Mizbeach Hashem Nisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa lanu kan neis gadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us over here a great miracle. Lo sheha Mizbeach kari Hashem. The name of the Mizbeach was not Hashem. Elo, only HaMazkir Shemai shal HaMizbeach. The one who mentions the name of the Mizbeach, whatever name that may be, Zoycher es haneis sheosa hamakayim. He will remember the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Hashem Unei Shalanu, and he will remember that Hashem did Nisim for us. Just like Rashi says in Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Ches, Pasuk Chaf, on the Pasuk Vayikra Lo Kael Elokei Yisrael, and he called the Mizbeach Kael Elokei Yisrael, and Rashi there also explains that, just like he says over here, not that the Mizbeach was called Kael, but rather, when somebody calls the name of this Mizbeach, he will be reminded that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kael Elokei Yisrael. He was the God of Yaakov and helped him out. So Rashi Vayter, Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe said, Ki Yad Al Keis Ka, the hand of Hashem is above his throne. Yodai Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hurma, the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was uplifted, Lishova B'Kisoi, to swear by his throne, Liyos Le'Melchama Ve'Eva, to have war and anger Ba'amolek, against Amolek Olamis, forever. Umahu case? Why does it say case for Lenemar Kisei? It does not say the full word Kisei, meaning chair. Ba'af Hashem Nechlak Lechetzioi, and even the name of Hashem in the Pasuk was written Ka. It's in half, it's not Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Rashi, Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears, She'ein Shemoi Sholem, that his name is not complete, Ve'ein Kisei Sholem, and his throne is not complete, Ad She'imcha Shemoi Shel Amalek Kulai, until the whole name of Amalek is erased. When Amalek's name is erased, Yeah Hashem Shalem Va'Kisei Shalem, then the name of Hashem will be complete, and the throne of Hashem will be complete. She'nemar, like it says in Tehillim Tes, Ha'oyev Tamu, the enemy is destroyed. Charvois lo netzach, destroyed forever. Zehu Amalek, that is referring to Amalek. She'kosev boy a lashon of netzach, Ve'evrasai shomro netzach, and his anger is watched netzach forever. And the pasuk in Tehillim continues, Va'orim natashta, you destroyed the cities. Ovat zichrom hema, their memory is lost forever. Mahu oimer acharav, what does the pasuk conclude? Va'ashem la'olam yeshev, hare Hashem shalem. It says Hashem will always sit, and over there Hashem's name is complete. Koinen lemishpat kisai, hare kisa shalem. It says Koinen lemishpat kisai, and over there the word kisai, the throne of Hashem, is written full. So we see in Tehillim Tes that when Amalek is destroyed, the name of Hashem is complete, and also his throne, his kisei, is also written complete.